What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Trigger. This is Trigger. It's number 562 here on Wednesday, June 11th, and I am back because I could not miss this week's episode. Got a lot to say. Now you people are going to hear about it.
Not much has happened.
Yeah, no, it's pretty quiet news cycle. Yeah, you know, been working 18-hour days for nothing, but here we are. Yeah, so Mexican animals out in Los Angeles have decided to
torch the city.
Yeah. You know, they love Mexico so much, but they don't want to go live there.
They don't go back.
It's not surprising. Yeah, well, waving Mexican flags.
You're going back. You know,
that makes me so sick to see when these fucking animals are waving Mexican flags on American soil like that.
Well, it's all part of that greater Mexico shit, like pre-Mexican-American war. Like,
they
want the land back.
Yeah.
Well, he lost the war. Sorry.
Yep. And so,
never gonna happen.
We're what, on day five or six now, maybe day six of the riots in Los Angeles, and now they've spread to many, many major U.S. cities. I have the full list here, and I was actually shocked it was this many. Obviously, everyone's aware of Los Angeles, but last night also in New York City, Atlanta, Seattle, San Francisco, Austin, Dallas, Chicago, Phoenix, Denver, and Charlotte all saw major incidents of protest and riots.
Also, all enclaves of illegal aliens.
Well, yeah.
Most of them. I mean, right?
Well, it's even also in Orange County in, I believe, Santa Ana, I believe it is.
It's kind of leeching in
which
there.
Is apparently a conclave of illegals as well.
Ugh.
Got to send ICE in,
yep.
And you got to get him out of here.
Yep. Well, they're not backing down. We got our boy there, Mr. Homan.
Yeah, we got Tom Homan and Stephen Miller. We're not fucking around this time. And, you know, I love when these liberals are like, is this what Trump supporters voted for? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is absolutely what we voted for.
Yeah.
Well, but they're deporting people who've been here for 20 years. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care if they've lived here for 20 years and using a fake social security number to pay taxes. Bye.
You got to go back.
Adios.
Got to go back.
Adios. I want every single illegal gone.
Yeah, me too.
And also, one thing I particularly love is there's now a movement forming within the right wing of the party to stop all immigration until we can figure out what the hell is going on.
That's fine.
And this has been a perfect example of why. We have talked for years about the millions and millions of illegals and just generally hostile foreign nationals entering our country. And you've seen it through incidents of anti-Semitism and protests and riots on campus and, you know, attempts at terror attacks.
Yeah.
Here at George Mason in Northern Virginia, you had two foreign students arrested for plotting terror attacks.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen it time and time again, and now we've seen it on a much larger scale this past weekend. And into this week, with these hostile foreign nationals waving their flags on American soil, and essentially, I would say it's an insurrection.
Yeah, it's an armed rebellion.
And
they're throwing Molotov cocktails. Police are getting hit with bricks.
Yeah, it's
it's
unacceptable. And of course, President Trump wants to restore law and order and stepped in. Obviously, we all know the story. Activated the National Guard. Governor Hairgel Gavin Newsom, or Newscum as he calls him, refused to take the help, so President Trump federalized the National Guard.
Yeah.
And of course, Newsom is now suing, saying the president doesn't have authority to do that.
But he lost last night, though.
Well, he lost the initial injunction.
He
didn't lose the necessarily merits of the case yet. That probably will happen, because this is a very clear-cut presidential power.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. But he clearly wanted that emergency motion to be agreed to, and the judge was like, "Get the fuck out of here!" The, you know, like your city's burning. So,
like, it's not unprecedented that a president will activate the National Guard.
Yeah,
we've seen it many times. It
happened in L.A. in 1992.
Yeah, yeah, and it's happened other times since.
That's
then.
National Guard, Army, and Marines were sent in because things were so out of control.
Yeah.
Rooftop Koreans, shout out.
And of course, we've sent in the Marines again, and again, the left freaks out about it.
Yeah.
But you know what? They really, they just don't get it.
Yeah.
And the American people are on our side.
Yeah.
You look at the polling numbers. First off, President Trump's approval rating, as high as 56 in this morning's Rasmussen poll.
Yeah.
56.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quinnipiac poll is fake, just FYI.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that was obviously fake.
And Right Direction exploding.
Yes. The highest ever recorded highest in ever. Polls history.
So
you look at also if you drill down on the immigration topic, generally supportive of Trump's immigration policies.
Yes.
A majority, I think 54%. Yes. Supportive of President Trump's ICE raids, 62%.
Yeah.
Supportive of the activation of the National Guard to quell the riots in Los Angeles and restore law and order, 64%.
Yeah.
So if these Democrats want to continue down this path of saying it's just peaceful protests.
Yeah, it's electoral death. I mean, look, did you see the immigrant citizen swing?
Oh, yeah.
40-point swing to the Republicans.
Yeah.
The immigrant citizens are hardcore MAGA on all the immigration stuff.
Yeah.
Everything that you just mentioned, they all support too.
Yeah.
So Democrats have lost the working class, non-white and white working class voters, the middle class, and now immigrant citizens.
Yeah.
Who else is left except for the blue-haired freaks and the cat people?
Yeah.
Not going to win that way.
You know, and they continue to say it's just peaceful protests. It's obviously not.
Well, I saw that they arrested three people with guns today.
Yes.
So, yep. And I believe some Molotov cocktail
An illegal stuff? Alien was arrested for throwing a Molotov cocktail at police. You have a body found on a downtown Los Angeles sidewalk.
Yeah.
They haven't said anything of the cause of death because we all know what it was.
Found near looted businesses, I'm sure it was natural causes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you got to loot Apple for justice.
I know, right? That's, exactly.
And also, if you're going to loot somewhere, don't loot somewhere that are fucking electronic devices with GPS and anti-theft mechanisms. Because as soon as they were looted, they immediately disabled the devices, and the devices give off an alarm, and the GPS tracks.
Boom.
What a bunch of retards.
I saw someone tweeting, haven't you noticed they never loot the Barnes & Noble?
Yeah. Well, there was another part of that joke, too, but we'll move on.
I don't know. And,
you know, AOC is saying, you got to throw those rocks.
Oh, my God.
That's what she said last night.
Yeah.
I mean, and meanwhile, there's video of all of this everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay? All over X. Of these rioters throwing rocks at policemen's heads, at their cars, setting cars on fire, looting stores. The left still comes out and says, it's just peaceful protests.
Yeah, peaceful. Do we have another mysterious pallets of bricks being showing up?
Well, no. Have you seen their new tactic?
Putting
to jackhammer curbs into throwable rock pieces.
Oh, yes, even
more. Yeah. But I'll tell you what is mysteriously showing up.
Yeah.
Is truckloads of masks for the rioters.
Yeah.
Did you see that video?
Everyone's masked up. I'm like,
Mm-hmm.
That and also hundreds of people showing up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Bill Malugin caught that like in real time, which was fantastic. I think two nights ago.
Yeah.
He's like, where are these people coming from?
Yep. Well, this is being funded. It's very clearly being funded. Very likely by George Soros, as usual.
I mean, it's on Craigslist. I mean.
But there's another rumor now that Rogue Walton of Walmart, the one that's not involved with the company itself. She's a crazy fucking liberal. She funded the pedos at the Lincoln Project. So, you know, that just shows you.
What's her? Christy?
Yeah.
Christy Walton? Okay,
Who's worth $20 billion, by the way.
Oh, my God.
She apparently is funding this.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'll cover my ass
on that one. It's that smiley face dropping prices.
Yeah. And, you know, the truckloads of these gas masks showing up at these riots. You have fireworks being thrown at police, Molotov cocktails. I saw several incidents of pipe bombs being used to explode cars. These are not peaceful protests.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you have people like Nancy Pelosi, who is drunk most of the time, coming out saying, take a listen to what she had to say.
When, and I say this as a former party chair, when there is a gathering, a large gathering of people, the anarchists see it as an opportunity and they move in. So always have to be careful whether you see a burned car or broken window or whatever it is. It may be the exuberance of the moment, but it may be the anarchist setting in. I heard one of the former police chiefs of Los Angeles speak about this on Sunday.
It's just the exuberance
of the moment. That's almost as bad as when, what's her name, said that this is no different than when, like, the Dodgers or the Rams win the world.
That was a good one, too.
Is that Linda Sanchez?
Yeah. Yep.
It was somebody. Yeah. I think it was. Yeah. It was
Well, and then, of course, you have these foreign-born congresswomen like Pramila Jayapal, and Ilhan Omar and others from California as well coming out and spouting their mouths off.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps that's a problem.
Yeah.
And just leave it at that. You can take that for what it is.
Maybe they gotta go.
Yeah, well, you know. See, and this
back to our countries. I don't mean that the other thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and this is what happens when you let hostile foreigners take over your country.
Yeah.
And maybe that sounds, I mean, most people listening to this would agree with that, but yeah. Maybe that sounds a little too nativist to you, but you know what? It's obvious now. It's quite obvious now what their plan was, and we've talked about it for a very long time. It was to flood this nation with foreign hostile actors, illegals specifically, and then they were going to give them a pathway to citizenship, and they were going to be their voters.
Yep.
That's what it comes down
to. In the meantime, they used all that population explosion from the illegal invasion to increase their footprint in Congress.
And electoral vote count.
And electoral vote count.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, all the more reason it's very important we get J.D. Vance in there after Trump, because the census coming around in 2030 is nasty for them.
Yeah.
Especially if we're not counting illegals, and by then there will have been a lot of deportations. Yeah. They could lose up to 20 seats in Congress and 20 electoral votes with it.
It's also a point where we don't need the blue wall to win nationally anymore.
And this is what happens when you let these people come into your country who refuse to assimilate, who refuse to learn your language. I mean, there's some of these illegals who they say supposedly have been here for 20 fucking years.
They don't speak English.
And then they don't speak English.
Yeah. Somebody was mocking Gavin Newsom about that when he was like, be calm, don't take the Trump bait. And someone was like, you know, half the people out there rioting can't speak English or understand English.
Yeah. Well, then he posted in Spanish, too, because, of course, he said the Founding Fathers in Spanish. And I was like, oh, yeah, they really give a shit about the Founding Fathers.
Es la verdad.
Yeah. It's crazy to me. And these flags, they wave these Mexican flags, and they say, Viva Mexico. Yeah. Okay, go live in Mexico. Yeah. Oh, wait, you don't want to.
They were trying to stop that. I saw some organizers were handing out American flags because they knew the optics were shit.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah. And Nancy Pelosi continues to, you know, try to be a fucking drunk, dumb bitch. Goes out there and talks about January 6th and the National Guard. Why don't you take a listen to this?
On January 6th, with violence against the Constitution, against the Congress, and against the United States Capitol, we beg the President of the United States to send in the National Guard. He would not do it. Not only would he not do it, when law enforcement people were being harmed, some later died, he would not send it in when an insurrection that he incited was causing damage to those assigned to protect the Capitol and the Constitution that day, to accept the results of the Electoral College. That day, he didn't do it. He forgave those people. Now his people want to raise money for them. And yet, in a contra-constitutional way, he has sent the National Guard into California. Something is very wrong with this picture.
You know, there's that.
She's lying.
Yeah. There's that saying about glass houses.
Yeah. We knew she's lying because there's video of her in the car saying, I knew I should have brought in the National Guard. Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah. And then Scott Jennings was not on the panel on the Happy Phillips show, but Ben Ferguson was. And he mentioned that again.
Mm-hmm.
And John Miller, the CNN's like national intelligence guy, was like, correct me if I'm wrong. Did they not want it? And he admitted. Miller was like, yeah, they didn't want the National Guard there.
Yeah.
They went to the sergeant at arms at both chambers, and they agreed not to bring in the guard.
Well, and the former chief of the Capitol Police tweeted, fact, I made 11 urgent calls requesting National Guard support on January 6th starting at 12:58 p.m. Approval was withheld for 71 minutes by the House Sergeant-at-Arms, who reports directly to Speaker Pelosi. She caused critical delays and is now shifting blame to Donald Trump for failures she created. The record is clear.
Oh, my.
Maxine Waters, whose IQ is negative, you know.
Well, she should be arrested for inciting a riot.
I totally agree. She's dumber than a rock. She's been in Congress for, what, 40 years?
Yeah, it's
35 years?
Yeah, it's been forever.
Take a listen to what she had to say.
And even those who were out of step with what we are advocating, peaceful protest, did not create any violence. Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head. And so when martial law is called, what are you going to say? I missed the point. Don't miss the point, you all. Don't think that somehow, because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence. I was on the street. I know. And I went from downtown detention back out into the community, talking to people, what happened in Paramount, what happened in Compton, what happened in Inglewood. So, first of all, get it straight. And don't just rely on what you're being told or the few incidents that you saw.
You know, I love, as she was saying that, there's video playing of them throwing rocks at officers' heads from the overpass above them.
Yeah.
And nobody was killed? Yeah, somebody was killed.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Yep. So Molotov cocktails, people being arrested with firearms, rocks being thrown at cops' faces, bodies being found everywhere, mm-hmm. but it's peaceful.
Yeah.
It's
a
peaceful storm.
Yeah, and then Gavin Newsom, Governor Hair Gel, goes out and lies about Trump reaching out to him, calling him. Trump then posts the receipts of the call, the 16-minute call that occurred on Saturday. Early Saturday morning, I believe it was Friday night. John Roberts reported this from Fox as well. Yeah. And then, you know, as if all of this wasn't absolutely insane already, I couldn't believe what I was watching last night when Gavin Newsom goes out and gives his statement, which first off started as a total disaster because he couldn't even get the audio to work.
It was really funny.
It's a perfect microcosm analogy of his governorship of California destroying that state. And don't forget, California used to be nice.
It did.
Yeah, until guess
what?
Everything. They let it be fucking invaded.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, well, you know, our city is majority immigrant.
Yeah.
As if that's a positive.
Yeah.
As if that's a positive.
It became that way when you passed all these laws giving illegal alien benefits to...
A sanctuary state.
Yeah.
But did they really think that the federal government was going to do nothing about this?
Yeah.
After Trump won a landslide victory in November on the issue of immigration?
Trump wanted to do this in 2020.
Yeah. Well, and guess what? The border's secure.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting through the border.
Nope.
So now it's all about getting everybody out. Yep. And Gavin Newsom goes out and gives this address last night. I couldn't believe what I was watching once they got the audio to work. He basically, in veiled terms, called for an insurrection against the United States.
Yeah, it was very much like Jefferson Davis. I'm like, is he going to secede from the Union?
He says it's our job to fight for these illegals.
Yeah. Our people. Remember, our people.
Yeah. And guess what? I was not in favor of arresting Gavin Newsom until I watched that last night. I thought, you know what, we shouldn't take the bait. This is going to turn it into a total mess. Like, we shouldn't. No. He actively encouraged an insurrection against the United States.
Yeah.
And for the same fucking statutes that they attempted to persecute Trump over, which he did nothing wrong, by the way, Gavin Newsom actually is encouraging an uprising against the government of the United States.
He's fighting for our people. Double down.
Yeah, fighting for illegals.
Triple down at
illegals.
This point.
They're just illegals first.
Yeah.
Illegals first. Take a listen to some Gavin Newsom from last night.
What's happening right now is very different than anything we've seen before. On Saturday morning, when federal agents jumped out of an unmarked van near a Home Depot parking lot, they began grabbing people, a deliberate targeting of a heavily Latino suburb. A similar scene played out when a clothing company was raided downtown. In other actions, a U.S. citizen, 9 months pregnant, was arrested, a 4-year-old girl taken. Families separated, friends quite literally disappearing.
Dear God.
Yeah, this is going to continue.
I also found it funny that he was begging like a dog to Sean Hannity to air the address.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Apparently he texted him like, please air my address.
Yeah. And you know what? Karen Bass, same thing. Take a listen to what that dumb bitch had to say.
We are a city of immigrants. We take pride in the diversity in our city, and it is my job as the mayor of Los Angeles to protect all Angelenos, regardless of when they got here, why they came, or where they came from.
Yeah, illegals. Illegal aliens first.
I also find it funny now she's like, I'm imposing a curfew to stop the vandalism. I'm just like, somebody's read the polling.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's now responsible for two times her city burning down because the first time she was too busy on a taxpayer-funded trip in Africa
to
give a shit about her city burning to the ground in a wildfire.
After promising never to leave stateside
during
her turn.
Yeah. Also, there's a lot I could say about her looks, but I'm going to move on from that. As you could tell, this shit pisses me off.
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous. And now... It's continuing to spread to other cities. There is talk of activation of National Guard in several states, not just in response to what has happened, but what is expected to happen here. Because, as I'm sure you've heard, this weekend, on Saturday, is a day of nationwide planned protest. And I use protest very loosely there, because we know that a lot of these are going to turn into riots. It's just those type of people, if you know what I mean. And it's being funded by this group called No Kings. And if you trace the funding back from No Kings, it gets very interesting where that money comes from. And there's reporting out there that you can look into that. I'm not going to go through all of it here, but, you know, it's the same usual suspects that you would expect. And I think that a lot of those protests are going to get very violent on Saturday.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And it's everywhere. If you look at the map, it's every single city in the United States, even towns, even small towns, okay? It's a very clear, coordinated effort. And this also comes on Saturday, in which here in Washington, D.C., will be the military parade in the District of Columbia, celebrating the 250th anniversary of our great U.S. Army, along with Flag Day, which is on Saturday, and President Trump's birthday. Just so happens that one of the most patriotic presidents we've ever had was born on Flag Day. Go figure. And while they don't have significant demonstrations planned here in Washington itself, which makes me a little suspicious that they do and they're just not publicizing it, President Trump said that any planned or attempted disruption of the military parade will be met with overwhelming force, which I would love to see.
Tank's going to drive over the people.
Yeah, don't threaten me with a good time. It's concerning what could happen this weekend on Saturday, and particularly Saturday night. And so I highly encourage you to go check out and see if there is a protest planned by you. It's called No Kings is the group running this. They have a very interactive, huge map where you can just look up all these riots that are about to happen.
All the terror targets, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sure some pallets of bricks will show up simultaneously. It's, you know, avoid those areas. Don't find yourself in a situation where these people are getting violent and putting yourself at risk.
Because you're going to get trapped.
You know, and as Sun Tzu said, stay strapped or get clapped. All right. We do have some other news here that we want to get to. So, first off, Terry Moran. Poor Terry decided to go on a drunk rant on X the other night.
That was bad.
You know, fake news ABC, classic. And after 28 years at ABC News, he was fired for his tweet against Stephen Miller and Trumpism and President Trump. But you know what? It's interesting that this was used as the excuse to get rid of him, because he's had some real whoppers in the past.
Yeah.
And our good friends over at MRC put together greatest hits of Terry Moran. Take a listen.
I like to say that in some ways, Barack Obama is the first president since George Washington to be taking a step down into the Oval Office. I mean, from visionary leader of a giant movement, now he's got an executive position that he has to perform in.
The question you can sense on everyone's mind as they listen so intently to him, is he the one? Is Barack Obama the man, the black man, who could lead the Democrats back to the White House? Around here, they're even naming babies after him.
In 2016, Bernie Sanders changed the Democratic Party. He made democratic socialism cool for millions of voters.
Bottom line, Roe versus Wade is overruled. There is no constitutional right to an abortion.
Let's not mince words. Women will die because of this ruling.
This is a court not of judges, but of politicians in judges' robes. Fight for Trump. Not fight for America. He has the Republican Party as a personalized power like we haven't seen. It's a Caudillo, it's a Caesar, it's a Fuhrer. We don't see that in this country. We do now.
It's much more like sometimes you see in other countries, an authoritarian figure, maybe who has crossed the line of legality, still with an army of supporters.
Yeah, it's classic, and it's interesting that ABC's doing this now. I don't really know what they have to have some ulterior motive to this.
I think it's to offload his contract. Saves him a maybe bunch of
could,
money.
I could, that, I mean, that's what I think it could be.
The guy probably gets paid millions of dollars. You know, I mean, he's one of the faces of the network.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What else do we got here? The crazy LaMonica McIver of New Jersey, U.S. Representative, Congresswoman, the one who assaulted a
ICE agent.
ICE agent.
Yeah.
you know, well, allegedly, but we've saw the video.
The video's on there.
Just to cover our ass for the lawyers.
A brotherly shove, if you will.
Well, she's been charged, and so there will be a trial. And guess what? Now they have to give her the George Santos treatment. George Santos was indicted and expelled by the House.
Yeah.
She should be expelled as well. There's no doubt about that.
Goodbye.
Let's see what else. Some other good news that we've got here. The Elon and Trump feud is now over.
Yeah, it's over.
As anticipated. Apparently, Elon called President Trump on Monday night. And they had a very long private discussion. And then Elon, this morning, posted that he regrets his posts about President Trump last week, and they went too far, so...
I mean, he did call him a pedophile.
Little apology. Yeah, well, you know, Elon was going through a tough time. He was on the drugs, and you know, still one of the smartest minds of our generation, and he did a lot of good work in his time with the government, and it was his time to go back to his companies now, and so I'm thinking that they're going to be working together privately in the future to keep a little bit of separation, but... What else we got going on? Some good news economically. Things continue to progress on the Trump economy. We've got great inflation numbers coming in cooler than expected.
Yes.
We had a good jobs report on Friday. Even though people say it wasn't a good jobs report, don't believe them. They're lying to you.
Yep.
Because guess what? We're shedding government jobs. We're shedding foreign-born workers. And we're giving the jobs back to the American people. Native-born workers skyrocketing again. The, what is it, fifth consecutive month of the Trump administration that this is occurring.
Personal income is up?
Yeah, wages are up. Wages are up. Ahead of inflation.
Yes.
Ahead of inflation. That is key. Yeah. And so...
And the market's stabilizing with all the tariff stuff, so...
Well...
Things are well.
That's
things
because just this morning...
Yes.
Trade deal with China announced. The framework is in place. Final details to be fully negotiated and confirmed by both President Trump and Xi of China. And that is the first of, quote, many deals to be announced successively in the coming weeks. And that's fantastic. From Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Wow, what a shock that that the president who's fighting for the American people is delivering time and time again. And all the doubters and all the haters, especially on the tariffs, are being proven completely wrong.
Yep. I mean, we knew this was coming.
Yeah.
I mean, this has now become what's a favorite game? Name that party when the liberal media liberal media buys and stuff like that. Well, now it's, you know, just wait. Trump says something, everybody freaks out, and we just have to wait until they're proven wrong.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's true.
I was told this was never going to happen, that there was no deal, it's going to fall apart, that he backtracked, he caved to Beijing. Eh, get fucked.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta trust in President Trump, okay? Yeah. The guy has gone through, like I've said, hell and back.
Yeah.
To be our president the first time and then fight back at the greatest American
political
comeback.
And he has a great team behind him, too. Like him, Lutnick, Scott Bessent, like all these great genius negotiators and their staffs got this done.
You have to let Trump cook.
Yeah.
You have to let him cook. Just look at the progress so far. We're not even 5 months fully into this administration. And look at the progress being made on the economy. I mean, we could go through a million things on the economy that are better already. Inflation, wages, jobs,
price of eggs.
Well, you remember that?
I mean, not that's like a big point, but it's become a big point because every fucking Democrat was bitching about the fucking egg prices.
It was a big point until it wasn't because Trump, now the egg prices are lower than 70, when he took office.
72% lower, I saw last time I checked.
Look at the Middle East, right?
Yeah, there's
look at foreign policy. Although I do think that there'd be a war with Iran sometime soon. So you know. But that also is part of the resolution here.
Yes.
You know, I've always said, and I'm not the biggest neocon, but I do think that Iran is the root of all problems in the Middle East. And if they were permanently taken out, that it could result in a long, generational, lasting peace in the Middle East. I mean, he took out the Houthis.
Yeah.
The Houthis were firing at our ships every day.
And he blasted them.
Ships are passing through freely now.
Yeah.
Okay? The border.
Secure.
The border is the quietest it's been in 40 years.
Yeah.
40.
Not coming back. Not coming in.
Longer than either of us have been alive.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? You could go down the list time and time again. Yeah. The president is delivering, and all these people, as things are going on, and even when the Elon Musk feud was happening last week, you know.
Well, we knew that it wasn't going to last
long. Yeah, but the amount of people that I saw agreeing with Elon, and Elon had, by the way, just to go into this one big beautiful bill here thing for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been in the background here. But first off, the one big beautiful bill is vital. It has to pass.
It has to pass.
Yeah. Because if it doesn't pass, you're looking at the largest tax increase on Americans in decades, okay? Automatically, because the Trump tax cuts from the first one expired.
What is it, like an $800 billion tax increase?
Yes. Yeah. Some families be hit by 60% tax increase.
Oh, my God.
This makes the tax cuts permanent.
Yes.
Okay? It expands the tax cuts. It expands child tax credits. It gives no tax on tips. It expands a deduction for no tax on Social Security, which was the creative mechanism they used because in reconciliation, you can't touch Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not many people knew that. Not many people understand reconciliation very much at all. And that's part of the problem as part of this whole debate when everyone's like, oh, well, you're not codifying the Doge cuts. That's because you physically fucking cannot do that as part of this process.
Can't touch discretionary spending. It's not an appropriations bill.
Correct. So, it's not a spending bill.
Yeah.
It is a reconciliation of the tax code against the previously authorized budget. And I know that's a lot of fucking mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
And I hate when DC elitists say, oh, well, you just don't understand it.
Yeah.
But in this one case, that is the fact here that a lot of people just don't understand the reconciliation process. Oh, well, why can't you just pass the border bill as a standalone bill? Well, because that requires 60 votes in the Senate, which we do not have.
Yeah.
Okay? This is the best piece of legislation to come out of the Republican Party in probably 30 years since Newt Gingrich.
Yeah. And you didn't mention the best part, too. It relates to the LA riots. All our immigration initiatives are fully funded. The wall's fully funded. More funding for ICE agents. The expansion of those operations.
Yeah, well,
so, and then you have people like Rand fucking Paul going on, you know, Fox Business on, you know, on Sunday saying,
oh, I fucking can't stand
we
Rand
need
lately.
To, it should be halved.
Yeah. Well, let me just so everyone gets it, and I know most people listeners probably already support the bill.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, I've been in politics for 10 years, longer than that, but in this job for 10 years, just celebrated my 10-year anniversary this week here at Town Hall Media. You've been doing it for, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
You know, and before that, working in elections, same with me.
Yeah.
This is the best piece of legislation that could have possibly come out of this Congress that I have potentially have ever seen, okay? This bill fulfills the voters' mandate of Trump in a policy and legislative way that we have not seen out of the Republican Party in a generation. First off, the Golden Dome Defense Strategy, okay? Not only does it fund the Golden Dome Defense System, but it's an unmatched investment in rebuilding our military and our ammunition stockpile and technologically advancing our military to this century of fighting that we're about to face here in the future, okay? It's major reforms to protect these public benefits programs from illegal immigrants and remove illegals from them, okay? Cutting Medicaid. Yeah, because we're getting rid of the fucking illegals.
Yes.
Okay? This is the largest increase in ICE officers and detention beds ever in U.S. history, okay? This also enables the National Guard and DOD homeland missions fully funding for enforcement here.
Yes.
The ICE air fleet is going to be massively expanded to enable rapid, large-scale deportations. It is the most aggressive deportation strategy in American history. And if we want to get rid of all these millions of illegals that we're now rioting in the streets over, this bill is the way to do it. And it's targeting cartels, gangs, terrorism using immigration enforcement. It also has $1.7 trillion in mandatory spending cuts over 10 years, the largest reduction in mandatory spending since 1997.
Yeah.
Okay? So don't tell me that this fucks with the deficit, okay?
Yeah.
And if you're going to cite the CBO to do it, as Rand Paul is, he's siding with the liberals.
Yeah.
The CBO is liberal.
And it also can only grade things that is right in front of them. They can't grade the projected economic growth.
And they did it with the first Trump tax cut. And they're doing it again.
Yep.
And the first Trump tax cut resulted in record revenues because the growth of the economy was huge.
Yes. Okay. They don't have a crystal ball in that fact. So.
And with growth accounted for, spending cuts exceed the cost of this by over $100 billion. So it is deficit surplus.
Yes.
Okay? This is cracking down on states misusing federal funds to support their sanctuary fucking state status. All of this is great. This is renewing the Trump tax cuts. You know, all the no taxes that I just went through.
Yeah.
Also a great one in here, not getting much attention. This is from the great Senator Bernie Moreno of Ohio. The auto loan interest deduction for American-made vehicles. Okay? They took this away a long time ago, but we're bringing it back. If you buy an American-made car, you can deduct the interest on your loan for that car against your taxes.
Ooh.
That's going to help the American auto industry huge.
Yeah.
100% expensing for new factories and equipments to drive U.S. manufacturing. And this is a really underrated one. Okay, and we're getting a little policy wonky here, but this is important.
Yeah.
When someone spends, you know, say $10 million to build a new factory, just throwing a number out there, before you could only deduct a max amount of that over a set number of years. So you can say only deduct $100,000 per year. This is 100% upfront.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of investment that this is going to lead to, as and tied to the largest working class tax cut in American history, and the massive amount of deregulation and other mandatory spending reform in there, this is a great bill. And sure, if there's one thing I had to pick out of this entire bill that I despise, it's SALT.
Yeah.
The state and local tax cap change.
That's to get the Northeast Republicans, though, from defecting.
Well,
yeah.
You say Northeast Republicans. Yeah. I say the SALT Taliban.
The SALT Taliban.
The people like Mike Lawler and those motherfuckers up there. But guess what? This passed by one vote in the House. They had four votes in their block. So we had to give them this to pass the bill.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to get 99% of what you want and give 1% of what you don't.
What's that saying?
And I'd much
perfect being the enemy of the good?
Yes. And I'd much rather do that than have to make a deal with Chuck Schumer to give them all kinds of fucking pork.
Yeah.
There is not an ounce of pork in this bill.
No.
Not 1 ounce. And guess what? You say, well, they're not codifying the Doge cuts. They're going to codify the Doge cuts. And the way we do that is through the normal appropriations process, the normal budgeting process that's going to occur in the fall. This is just the first step. This isn't the end-all be-all here. This is the end-all be-all for this process, the reconciliation process, which allows us to pass it with 50 votes plus the vice president in the Senate. That's all it comes down to. And it is a great piece of legislation, and it has to pass. And if anything, these past 6 days has proven that we have to have this. And Stephen Miller has made the case aggressively that we need this in order to achieve our immigration goals. Oh, yeah. Also, by the way, fully funds the border wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Full border wall.
Yeah.
We will never have to beg for another fucking fight over the border wall ever again. It will be the full border wall.
Also, fuck you, Paul Ryan, for putting us in this position.
Well, yeah.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, he lied to President Trump. Yeah.
Don't veto the omnibus. I'll get you the funding. And then he said, oh, I'm going
to
retire.
And lied to the American people. But yeah, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Miller and Bessent need to get out. I would like to, for them to have, like, an unlimited presser.
They have been. Bessent and him have been doing tons of media. But the thing is, the leftist media is never going to cover this. Also, now
put them in that same press room.
Though, well, now the riots also drive the news coverage here, and the leftist media calls them peaceful protests.
Yeah,
but these riots are helping us make the case for this bill.
Yeah.
And I think that in the end, I think the bill is going to pass. But guess what? Call your senators, especially if you are under the rule of the problematic few that we have.
Maine, Alaska, Kentucky.
Collins, Murkowski, McConnell, Rand Paul.
Yeah.
And that's probably
Utah.
About it. I think Utah's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine. Romney's guy.
Successful? I think he'll go along with it.
Okay. He better.
We have to pass this. Yeah. It is so vital. And guess what? People are thinking of this just as the bill. Oh, well, if it fails, we'll go back to the drawing board. That's not how it works.
This is political death. The administration is politically dead if this fails.
Well, let me lay out the next
close to
next 12 to 16 months if this fails, okay? Yeah. If this fails, one, we don't get what we want on immigration, the border wall, ICE agents, deportations, any of that, okay? Then, at the end of the year, everyone's taxes are going to automatically hike. Who do you think is going to be blamed for that? The party that's in power.
Yep.
Us. And guess what next year is? A midterm year. And we will lose Congress, and President Trump will not be able to get anything done. We will get no judges confirmed. God forbid a Supreme Court justice. Okay? This has massive political effects. Massive. Like, it's not just about this bill. This is about the success of President Trump, the success of America. We need this bill to be passed. And if we don't, we're just going to be hamstrung, and we'll have wasted the golden opportunity for the golden age will be wasted if we don't pass this bill. And so I know I haven't been here to talk about it the past few weeks while we've been fighting about it, so I had to get that out. Last but certainly not least, the good news of the day, gas prices.
Yes.
I was told that gas prices were going to continue going up, but guess what? They are beating expectations to the downside, and it looks to be the cheapest summer for gas prices since the first Trump administration, obviously.
It's amazing when you maximize your energy-producing operations and production capacity.
Yeah.
The way that Doug Burgum has been doing. Great.
I was just about to say.
Great secretary. He's been a low-key hero of this.
I was just about to say, he's been flying under the radar. Yeah. We haven't even really talked about energy policy, but the stuff that they've been doing has been phenomenal. And I love to also see them talking about nuclear power. We're going to be getting some new nuclear power plants started. I mean, there's so much good stuff going on, you know, and the real key to all of this is unlocking and filling that with jet fuel is this bill. And so that is why it is so important, and we have to fight, and we have
to get on the goal line. Punch it in.
Exactly. Tush push.
Yeah, tush push.
all right. We're going to wrap up for today because I have a few things to wrap up, and then I got to get out of here. But it was good being back with you all. I will try to be here next week to wrap up everything from this weekend of the military parade, the riots, the protests, and all that. Still haven't decided if I'm going to the parade or not, but we'll see. All right, you know what to do. If you want to support what we're doing here at Town Hall, the truth that we're telling, the reporting that we're doing, and all the rest of the Town Hall media sites, go to townhallvip.com. Use the promo code POTUS47. That's POTUS47. And you are getting early access. I have not even launched this sale yet, but we are giving you early access. Ooh. That gives you 74% off in honor of our 47th president, Donald J. Trump. It is going to be a great patriotic weekend. We have Flag Day, Army 250, President Trump's birthday. So this is our VIP Patriot sale. Again, that's POTUS47. For 74% off. That is our largest discount we ever will or ever have given on all of our memberships.
Because the economy's doing better, you know?
yeah. And so may I suggest to you Platinum if you'd like to get the best package there. It's, 74% off. You can't beat that deal. So we appreciate all your support. It really is the main driver behind everything that we're doing here at Town Hall Media and all the great reporting that we're doing, telling the truth, debunking the liberal lies about President Trump, telling the truth about these riots by these foreign hostile nationals. We got a lot of work to do, and we're going to keep doing it, but we could really use your support. TownhallVIP.com. Use the promo code POTUS47, POTUS47, for 74% off your membership. We love you all. Thank you for many of you who have been emailing triggered@townhall.com. I love hearing from you. I get back to as many of you as I can. And even though I may not be here every week now, I still do read all of your emails. I promise you that. And many of you know that because you get responses from me. We love you all. Thank you for all your support. And we will be back here for another episode of Triggered next Wednesday, June 18th.
See you then.